Hi, I'm Paul, and this is Heart of Glenanus, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Today I'm at Glenanus TAFE, 65 Grey Street, down the end, with the Pottery Club, the library, the art gallery, knitting circle, and it's all in a big complex here. And today I'm talking to Kim Newbury, and we're going to talk about TAFE. G'day, Kim.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
The Learning Centre, it was established here about 3 years ago, was TAFE beforehand.
Yeah.
And what it was designed for is to give people in the smaller areas a centre that they could do study and link into teachers from all across the state. We were one of the first connected learning centres, and they're still building those across the state. So we're a little bit like a pilot program.
Mm.
And what they've learnt from this one, they've changed in other ones. It's brought teaching to remote areas and smaller campuses that we wouldn't have been able to offer the studies before. Because we wouldn't have had teachers on campus, and now we can log in. For instance, today we've got a responsible service of alcohol and the teachers from Cowra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Online.
Yes.
Yes. So before, people would have had to have gone to a bigger TAFE and maybe be away from home and get accommodation.
That's right, which can be very difficult.
Yeah, yeah, much more limiting. Oh, that's great. It's good that Glenanus side was a pilot. So how do you establish what courses to run and offer people in Glenanus?
Yes, there's your standard courses that come through from different teaching sections,
mm-hmm.
but we really would like the feedback from the Glenanus community to say what they would like to study. And we have a lot of shorter courses, so if there's 8 to 10 people that want to do a course, then we can actually look at getting that course here. So that's happened with the Agricultural Skills Boost at the moment. So there's shorter courses, and people can come in and do, you know, 4 different courses in different times to enhance their skills.
So you're flexible based on the needs of the community.
Yes.
How do you find out what is needed in the community?
We have a suggestion sheet here, so people can come in and put that in. And we do look at past enrolments, so if there's something that was very popular, we'll look at running that again.
So, Kim, you're the TAFE Services Coordinator, and part of that, you go out in the community, and on top of the suggestion box, you get other feedback on what courses to do?
Yes. So I try to get to interagency meetings, get around to our job agencies, say hello to them, and any other community organisations, you know, Glenanus Council, they're employer of a lot of people, and see what they need for their staff.
And you go to the high school as well?
Yeah, the high school, they have TVET programs, and we have students here today doing that. And I liaise with the careers advisor to see what students are wanting with that.
So, Kim, you were telling me before that you also work with the high school to do summer skills programs.
Yes, the program's designed so that for students who finish Year 12, they can actually get some skills before they go off to further studies.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we had the barista course, food handling and the RSA. Speaking with the careers advisor at the moment just to see if there's any other skills that students would like before they actually go off to do other studies or get out into the workforce.
So it's called summer skills because they're skills for them to get summer jobs or jobs that they would do when they're studying other things.
That's right, and it's free course for them, so it saves them a lot of money to come and do the 3 days, and then they're done.
Kim, we're going to walk around, and you can describe what's in the campus, because it's hard to tell from the street just what's inside.
Yes.
So let's go.
So when you come in to the campus, it's lovely and open. We have on the board a lot of our courses that are coming up at the front.
Okay.
So if you walk up the hallway here, we've got nice little nooks for study. We have 4 classrooms for teaching, which all have the state of art technology so that we can zoom into teachers across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We have a maker space. At the moment, we have a cooking class in there who will be cooking soon.
Mm-hmm.
This room here is our media room, which is all virtual reality, and soon we're doing a pilot program for working at heights. So we'll have people come in and they will do their theory in one of the classrooms. They'll come and do practice with the virtual reality machine on safety.
and what to look for before they start going working at heights. And then we have an MTU that'll be out the back with the ladder on it for them to climb heights for their working with heights.
So what's an MTU?
It's a unit that comes through, it's like a little truck or a trailer.
Yeah, okay.
And it has all the facility in it to use. So we have welding ones, we have barista, so that these can go to any campus.
Okay.
Across the state, and particularly the smaller campuses that don't have as much.
So your layout's designed to let them come in right beside the classrooms?
That's right. Yeah. And all these rooms here that you'll see with the glass doors and everything, everything can be opened. So we can make things larger. This is the tech bar here where people study, and we can actually pull that out if we need to and turn that all into a huge classroom.
Good. And the virtual reality would be good because it's a very safe way of starting to work from heights.
Excellent, yes. And it'll be really good to see. It's starting next week, so it'll be really good to see how it all works out. I had a look at it when they came and did a little test on it, and it looks really interesting.
Cool. Okay. What else is there here?
So up this way, we also have some little study nooks. Mm-hmm. So they look like little cafe bars. So people can come in and do their study here quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have what we call the cafe. So it has tea and coffee making facilities, little fridge you can bring your food in, and people can sit here and have morning tea and lunch.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you really can't tell what's here from the street.
No, so we're happy for people to come in and have a look, and we'll do a walk around anytime they'd like to come and have a little look at what's here.
So, Kim, we've seen the main building. We're going to head up to the workshop now, up the back. What's up there?
The automotive students are up here. They're doing their practical, so we'll head up and we'll have a look at seeing them put the engines together and getting them started.
Okay, and I'll play that song you wanted while we're walking up. Who was that playing, Kim?
It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
Cool. Let's go inside. You're listening to the heart of Glen Innes.
Which one of you fellows is going to do this one? Very good. Right, and put the air cleaners on and put them away. We'll look at stripping down these other engines we're looking at.
These car engines?
These car engines, yeah. They're just doing engine components and that, learning about the different components and operation of engines.
Yeah.
So we're about to start pulling these down and going over components and operation.
So what have we got? We've got a Mitsubishi V6 and a something 4.
Four-cylinder, yeah, Mitsubishi 2 actually.
Yeah.
We've been pulled out of cars over the time and just used for training purposes.
Yeah.
Take a drive plate off this to start off with.
Okay, thanks guys. So that's the drive plate off, and you're going to pull the rest of the motor apart now.
Yeah, they're going to start stripping down that whole motor and that. Manifolds off, and valve cover off, pistons out, cranks out, learn all the components and operation of that sort of stuff. So
yeah. That's great. Thank you. Thanks guys. So thanks for that, Kim. It's great to see what's here in the TAFE. What's your final message to the community?
To come down, see us, have a look at this great space, and to let us know what study needs that you would like so that we can look at that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
This has been The Heart of Glen Innes, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Thanks for listening.